Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Thursday, July 16th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. Leading off today, Apple has released iOS 13.6 to the public, bringing a handful of improvements to iPhone and iPad users, including car key support and Apple News updates. Car key is a new feature that lets iPhone owners lock and unlock their car via their iPhone, as well as to start the car when the iPhone is placed in the car's smartphone tray. You can also share access to your car via iMessage and put certain restrictions such as speed limits in place. You'll need an iPhone XR, iPhone XS, or newer to access car key functionality, and as of right now, the feature is limited to the newest BMW cars, but Apple says it is working with other car makers as well. In addition to car key, iOS 13.6 also brings a variety of improvements to Apple News. Leading the way here is a new audio stories feature that offers audio versions of popular stories from Apple News, as well as a daily audio news briefing curated by the Apple News editors. Apple News editors plan to release around 20 audio stories per week across all categories of news, and each story will be read by professional voice actors. The audio stories feature is exclusive to Apple News Plus subscribers, but the daily Apple News Today podcast is available to everyone in any podcast app. Finally, Apple News now also offers more detailed and curated local news for certain cities around the world. Apple says that users can now view local news in the Bay Area, Houston, Los Angeles, New York, and San Francisco. But in addition to all of these new features, iOS 13.6 also brings FaceTime support to iPhone owners in the United Arab Emirates. For many years, FaceTime has been blocked in the UAE due to local telecom restrictions. In 2018, it was reported that Apple was in active negotiations with the UAE federal government to permit the use of FaceTime across its devices. Apple's goal was to make it such that people in the UAE were not forced to use video chat services only from local companies. The ban has long applied to all iOS devices sold in the UAE, regardless of where they were actually used. But on the flip side, iPhones sold in other countries and brought to the UAE were not subject to the ban. With this week's release of iOS 13.6, FaceTime has been unlocked for users in the UAE, as well as for hardware purchased in the UAE but used elsewhere. This all comes after the UAE lifted a similar ban that applied to Microsoft's Skype for Business as well as Google Hangouts earlier this year. So if you or someone you know lives in the UAE, you can now communicate via FaceTime video and audio calls, marking a major feature upgrade for those users. We are sponsored this week by Direct Mail. Get 10% off your first email campaign at directmailmac.com/9to5. If you're looking to grow your business or stay in touch with fans and followers, take a look at Direct Mail for Mac, the number one rated email marketing app for macOS. People love Direct Mail because it's built specifically for the Mac. You can get your work done in about half the time using all of the Mac technologies you've grown to love. This includes drag and drop, integration with other apps, and much more. There's no more waiting for a slow web page to load or fumbling with a browser. Direct Mail also has customizable templates that look great on all devices and helpful customer service staffed by real humans, not chatbots. Send your first email campaign today with a free download of Direct Mail. 9to5 Mac daily listeners can also save 10% off all Direct Mail full feature plans. Simply go to directmail.com/9to5 and see how they can help your business grow. Apple has also released watchOS 6.2.8 to Apple Watch users. This update also brings support for Car Key, and it adds the ECG feature in additional countries. Car Key on Apple Watch works similar to how it does on iPhone, allowing you to lock, unlock, and start your car using your Apple Watch. The biggest limitation here, however, is that car key support is limited to the newest Apple Watch Series 5. WatchOS 6.2.8 also brings the ECG app to three new countries, Bahrain, Brazil, and South Africa. Irregular heart rhythm notifications are also now available in these three countries. The ECG app allows users to take an electrocardiogram measuring the electrical pulses of your heart. Meanwhile, the irregular heart rhythm notifications do not require an active ECG to be taken, but instead the watch will analyze heart rate readings in the background and trigger an alert if something seems off. And last but not least, Apple has released macOS Catalina 10.15.6 with the same new Apple News features that we mentioned earlier, as well as bug fixes and performance improvements for HDR video streaming, USB accessories, and more. You can update all of your devices to the latest iOS 13.6, watchOS 6.2.8, iPadOS 13.6, and macOS Catalina 10.15.6 releases starting now. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com, follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.